In this Flash and ActionScript 3 lesson, which is suitable for CS3 and CS4, we'll demonstrate how to scroll any of your content that you like. And actually, let me publish it out to the browser. And here it is in the browser. And when the user's mouse goes over the scroll dragger, it lights up a different color, or it moves to the next button state. And you can see if I hold down on the dragger and I move my mouse into the content, it still scrolls the content. When I let go, it stops scrolling the content, and it'll scroll it really nice, cleanly and efficiently. And what's really cool is you can put whatever you want inside of this content movie clip that's being scrolled. Pictures, you can load external SWFs in there as long as you make room for it. But let's take a look at the FLA file so you can see how cool this is the way I set it up. If you like math, you're gonna love this one. Okay, so the code is commented pretty good there. If you need any more explanation on what it's doing, get into the forums at develop.php. And well, first let me mention you can download this FLA file free from develop.php. If you go to the page where the tutorial's playing, there's a link about midway down where you can download the FLA file. That way you can get to it and take the lesson. And the FLA file itself is the lesson. So once you get in it, you'll see that in the code there's comments above certain sections of importance there, and it's all done with 35 lines of code. And what happens is there's a and like I said, if you need help with the code, you can go into the forums at develop.php and ask a question, and somebody might get you an answer. Okay, so first thing we have is the scroll bar background, instance name scroll bar BG, and we have the scroll dragger, instance name scroll dragger, and then we have the mask for the content, that way you can't see things that are scrolling outside of that area. And then we have here is the content to be scrolled with a instance name of content underscore MC. And here we have just background cosmetics, just to have your background look any way you want. And so what happens is this movie clip, which is content underscore MC, can be as long as you need it to. And inside of it, there's a little bottom placeholder, and it's a little rectangle primitive sitting there. And you'd want to put it about an inch below where your content ends, and that's it. And then what else do we have to tell you? But yeah, you can put whatever you like inside of that, not just text, not just pictures. You can put SWFs, animations, whatever you like. And another really cool thing is if you look in the browser, you'll see it's at a certain size. I think it's 200 pixels. Let me see. It is 263 pixels high is the whole thing. And what I'm going to do is resize this to 150 pixels high. So you can see now my dragger. Now if I publish out, watch this. It still works just fine, and it's still within its bounds, and it won't drag outside of the bounds, and it scrolls the whole entire content movie clip there still. But you wouldn't really want to do that. What you would want to do is to resize this thing, is then resize the mask for content. You just drag it up, or you can make it bigger. I'm going to make it smaller. And then you take the background cosmetics, size them up too, and that's pretty much it. And you publish out, and looky there, who's the man? Adam is the man. That's right. And if you guys so this could be as tall or as as short as you need it to be. And you can also do the same thing with the content, move it all in this way so it can be a little more narrow. So say you wanted it to only be about half as wide as it is. You just move that mask, move that background cosmetics in, get your text all lined up to where it's a little thinner in there, your content movie clip, and you're good to go. Let's see, in the code, like I said, there's a lot of math going on. We find out some values for the properties of the positions of certain things here and here, and also with the mask is also involved there. And let's see, your mask has an instance name of content mask. And that's pretty much it. If there's anything you can't figure out about it, just head into the forums and we'll let you know. Okay, we'll see you next lesson.